The following podcast is brought to you by KQED.org, and for once, it does not contain explicit language.
You're listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. My name is Dawson Ludwig.
And I'm Olivia LaRouche.
And this is the Song of the Summer episode, one of my favorites.
It's a great episode.
Yeah, I mean, there's something about getting a song that defines a season.
Yeah, and I feel like artists really give their all to get a hit of the summer, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So on this episode, we're going to give you guys 10 potential candidates and argue for one in particular that we believe is going to be the Song of the Summer. But let's do a retrospective real quick. So in 2010, the Indie Song of the Summer, which we should clarify, this is definitely skewed towards the indie realm, was LCD Sound System's Drunk Girls.
In 2011, the Song of the Summer was Foster the People's Pumped Up Kicks.
In 2012, it was Japandroid's House That Heaven Built.
And, of course, in 2013, who could forget Daft Punk's Get Lucky? I'm still trying to forget it.
Yeah, so the question is who is going to be the Indie Song of the Summer in 2014? We will find out. And for now, I think one of the most obvious contenders, right? I would say that.
Yeah.
The most obvious is Sia's Chandelier. I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call. Phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell. I feel the love, feel the love.
You
I'm just holding on for tonight. Oh, I'm just holding on for tonight. On for tonight. On for tonight.
That was Chandelier by Sia. And Sia has kind of an interesting story. She has been kind of an indie darling for the past, like, I guess 10 years now. She's been producing and putting out records under her own name and her own steam for a really good chunk of time. They've been really wonderful. And they've gained a decent amount of popularity, but it really wasn't until she started writing pop stuff for Beyonce and Britney Spears.
She wrote for Beyonce?
She wrote Pretty Hurts.
Wow.
Off of the self-titled record that Beyonce put out in December.
You know how I know her the most? As the closing track to 6 Feet Under.
Oh, yeah. Breathe Me.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Great she song. Definitely had a big hit with that one, too. Mm-hmm. But now, and then she did the vocals for Wild Ones.
No way. Last,
yeah, that was her. And so now she's coming out with this big pop song of her own for the summer. And I think it's great to sort of see how her career has gone in a bunch of different directions. So
yeah, I really like her. Yeah. So let's move on to the next one. We have Future Islands, which I would say is probably one of the big contenders, not my personal choice, but considering this song is called Seasons, it's apropos to assume that this might be the song of the season. This is Seasons Waiting on You by Future Islands. Up next, we have Twin Shadows, and he is aiming for the bleachers on this one, man.
Yeah. I mean, remember 2000? I feel like he did that in 2012 with 5 Seconds, too.
Yeah. I feel like he amped. I think he went up to 11 on this.
He turned it up to 11 for sure. Yeah, this is a good song.
This is Twin Shadow with To the Top. Shadow with To the Top. And Olivia, what do we have next?
Up next, we have a new track from Grimes. Everybody's been waiting for this track. Grimes is an indie darling. She hasn't really put out a lot of new material in the past couple years. And she put out Go. This track is kind of interesting because she originally wrote it for Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And Rihanna said no.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it sounds good as a Grimes track, although it is kind of interesting to try to picture Rihanna singing it.
I can't see that. I think the beat is definitely a Rihanna beat.
Yeah.
But I can't see this as a Rihanna, like, vocal.
Yeah, yeah. I see why they would turn it down. Not that it's not a great song. Here's Grimes with Go.
Dreams, they feel like memories when I dream of you. Time won't stay. It'll stretch itself out. Thank you.
That was Grimes with Go. And what do we have next, Dawson?
Up next, we have a song from one of my favorite bands who's releasing a new record, Spoon. And I'm so crazy excited about it. However, this is not my song of the summer. You'd think it would be, but it's not. Regardless, though, it's an amazing song. This is called Do You, the new single from Spoon.
That was Spoon with Do You. And up next, we have a track from Francesco Yates. And for those of you who don't know Francesco Yates, don't feel bad. He's only 8 years old.
He's not 8 years old.
No, he's 18, but he, like, you know, he might as well be 8 years old. And he's getting a lot of hype on Twitter from Justin Timberlake and Pharrell, who say he's going to be the hottest thing since, I don't know.
Sliced bread.
Notoriously hot sliced bread. Anyway, the song is actually really catchy and his voice is unbelievable, and the song is called Call.
Told me.
That was Francesco Yates with Call. And Olivia, I'm about to say my song of the summer.
It's finally here.
It's finally here, and I'm so excited. All right, Rin Weaver, and the song is called Octahate. This came out of nowhere, and the best thing about it is the sort of behind-the-scenes story about how it came to be. So it was written by Charlie XCX, who obviously fans of the podcast know we love, but is also just a hit machine. She wrote Fancy for Iggy Azalea, which is arguably the pop song of the summer. She wrote Icona Pop's I Love It, which was last year's pop song of the summer. So anyway, she wrote this, and then Kashmir Cat, who is one of the most forward-thinking producers out there, produced it along with the lead singer of Passion Pit. And it's just sort of like all of these great musicians got together and stood behind this unknown songstress and decided, we're gonna make you a star and write a great song for you and promote the hell out of you. And like Jessie Ware is supporting it, How to Dress Well supporting it. It's awesome. So here is Rin Weaver with Octahate.
Lost in the cracks of the landslide, you saw me slipping on my blind side.
Can't take it, but the bands are hard, so breaking, no one's saving.
That was Rin Weaver with Octahate, and now we have Real Estate with Talking Backwards.
Backwards. And Olivia, give it to us.
All right. I think it's time to reveal my pick for Song of Summer. And I think this year it's a little bit surprising. It caught me a little bit by surprise.
Wow.
Usually I pick sort of like standby artists with like more anthemic, more, you know, bigger kind of songs. And this one's a little quieter from an artist I'd never heard of before. Her name's Katie Kate. Have you heard of her?
I have not.
She's a Seattle-based singer-songwriter who's been around for a couple years, but has only put out an EP here and there. And this song just is an earworm. It just got stuck in my head, and it's just light and kind of simple, but just...
That's Song of the Summer material right there.
Yeah, and there's these like hidden little riffs, and the lyrics are great, and I just can't get out of my head, and I find myself sort of bopping along to it throughout the summer. So that's why it's my pick. Here's Katie Kate with Sadie Hawkins.
Thank you.
Olivia, I loved that. That was so good.
I'm glad. Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, definitely Song of the Summer. It did not knock out my choice.
Well, you know what? Different strokes.
Yeah, we'll see in 2015 who was right.
Guess we will.
My song needs... It's got a lot of weight behind it.
Yeah.
Industry weight, but it needs a pitchfork, or it needs like, you know, a Rolling Stone or a Spin to come and be like, this is it, guys.
Yeah.
This is it. So hopefully that'll happen. And hopefully it'll be mine and not your choice.
Well, Katie Kate has an album coming out soon, so I guess we'll really see.
Ooh, want to wager a bet?
Yeah, I do want to make a bet.
Wow.
I'll tell you why. I remember a story you told me about a bet you made.
Oh, yeah. I made a bet with a friend way back in the day, like maybe 2004 or 5, and it was my friend Meredith Fay. Hi, Meredith. And we said, let's pick two bands, and in a year, we will see who is more popular. I chose Bare Hands, who are still around and kicking.
Yeah, they're a great band.
They're a great band. She chose a very small band at the time, Vampire Weekend.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So she won, but that doesn't mean that you're going to win.
My chances sound pretty good right now.
Well, we'll see. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
This was a lot of fun.
It was. I hope you're all enjoying your summer.
Yeah, and we're going to go out with one more contender for Song of the Summer. This is one of our favorites and our friends, Cloud Nothings, with the song...
I'm Not Part of Me.
Bye.
It starts right now. There's the way I was before.